Go with Mike McFeely and Paul Juergens.
I'm not sure what this is, Juergens. Yeah, I apologize. This was not approved by me.
I don't know either.
It's like a Bugs Bunny song.
Is it the chicken?
No, it's Bugs Bunny. Well, I know what one of the...
I don't know.
It's going to relate to something coming up in the four-pack. I do know that.
Oh, okay. Well,
but Daniel, for some reason... Okay, that's enough of the Bugs Bunny overture. Blah, 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 blah. So you can do that pretty soon?
I don't know.
Is that Elmer Fudd? Good, that's... It's great radio, Pinto. You really have a feel for it. Hi, Paul Juergens. I'm sorry you had to go through that. I'm sorry you came in 2 minutes ago to hear that.
I'm sorry, too.
Wow.
About Trooper Dave and the others out there listening. I
apologize to all of you. That was Pinto going out on his own, trying to be clever.
Uh-huh. It worked.
Sure did. 4 o'clock, four-pack, top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Why do you have a Burt's Bees jar of
Have you seen this story?
Beeswax hand cream.
I think we should even bring that up.
Are you saying my hands are chafed?
No, it's Bonnie's. But there's a story out there.
You're saying Bonnie's hands are chafed?
No, there's a story out there today.
There's a story out there.
I wonder if we should bring it up because then people will say, oh, you're giving people ideas. So, but
I'll bring it up. Headline, teens are getting high on Burt's Bees lip balm.
Isn't that something? What?
They actually have a name for it. Beezin. Lots of teenagers are discovering a new way to get high by using Burt's Bees lip balm. The new viral trend is called Beezin. The high comes from a... I'm not going to say how. I'll leave that part
okay,
out.
Okay, it'll come out. If people want to know, they'll figure it out. But it's...
Wow.
It's out there in the...
That's terrible.
Yep.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Doctors warn that it's not a good idea.
Well, no, because of the area where they're putting it. Is not good.
You'll have to look that up.
Yes, you will.
I didn't have any Burt's Bees lip balm, but I did have some Burt's Bees almond milk beeswax hand cream that Bonnie had. So at least it's Burt's Bees, and we brought it in here. So
let me see that stuff.
Don't be doing that. That's not how you do it anyway.
Dude.
Hey.
It's good stuff.
Talking to our Capitol correspondent, there was a marijuana rally at St. Paul today.
Warner?
Yep, Billy Warner. And
Billy.
Of the Minnesota News Network. And
sharp dresser.
Bill said that this was a not medicinal marijuana rally. This is open it wide up. Recreational use rally.
This is rec pot. Okay.
And he said that it was clear outside the Capitol that there'd been some illegal activity going on.
Really?
Yes.
There's a little bit of a fog out there, outside the Capitol.
They said, and it wafted in to the building.
It wafted? So the legislators are getting a high?
No, but
secondhand
some
pot
of the
smoke.
People that were at the rally said it was clear that they had partaken outside the building.
With some of the things legislatures do, how could you tell if they're high or not?
He didn't see it, but he could detect it.
Number four on the four-pack today, cockfighting. Dateline Olympia, Washington. That's my Harley Carnes impression. Cockfighting. Washington state authorities have euthanized scores of steroid-filled roosters.
Ooh,
that's a scary thought, a steroid-filled rooster. After raiding a farm and arresting a man on suspicion of raising the birds. The lone defendant in the case was arrested in his home for raising roosters that would fight. Some 240 roosters and 60 hens were euthanized after the raid.
That's cruel that they fattened him up and then they made him fight, right?
That is bad, yes. Thurston County, Senior Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Joseph Wheeler says, quote, I love chickens. I have chickens of my own. To treat a bird as a toy is something that is not right in the universe. So Joseph Wheeler, very strong feelings about chickens out in Olympia, Washington. I wonder why Washington State gets such a reputation of being a place for flakes and high people. because the prosecuting attorney says, quote, I love chickens. I have chickens of my own.
Who doesn't?
He added that adding steroids rendered the birds unsuitable for rehabilitation.
They have a program
or human consumption. Yeah. It's a 12-step program to wean chickens off of steroids, apparently. One day at a time there, rooster. One day at a time.
You got some lip balm in here.
Well, yeah, it's not Burt's Bees, though.
Well, don't try that.
I will not. So anyway, this guy's in trouble for raising...
Bill Warner wandering around outside the Capitol.
For raising steroid-filled chickens. I wonder how many reporters were running toward the pack of pot smokers. I'm going to come to the rally outside the Capitol. Bring in some Doritos. Number three, Paul Juergens.
Where was Capitol Security?
Breathing deeply. With both nostrils.
I was hoping for an update from Sergeant Bashina at Bismarck PD, but I haven't seen it yet.
So. I was going to ask you, number three, what's the update on our box-headed burglar out Bismarck way? Do we have one?
At Panchero's Mexican Girl.
Yeah, at Panchero's.
The other day. Well, we had passed along to Bismarck PD that our analysis here, it appeared to be a banana box. But
yes.
Then someone who works at the building, who's has a child who works in the produce department of a local supermarket.
Another young person getting a start in this world working in produce. I'd love to see that.
You
did?
I did?
That's my background. Yeah, your background.
Look how we turned out.
Look how far we've gotten in life.
This person, after analyzing the video of the box-headed burglar in Bismarck.
Did we blow up the video?
So well, he did, yes.
Pixel by pixel?
He thinks it's an Apple box.
Oh, a break in the case.
But they both have holes. You know, the Apple box typically has round holes, where the banana box kind of has the rectangular.
Yes, yes, yes.
So the bananas can breathe. So it's still, they're still working on it. But the video's gone viral.
It's gone viral.
It's out there. The manager of the Bismarck Panchero restaurant, the Mexican Grill restaurant there, did make an appearance overnight, I think, on the BBC.
Really? The Brits are interested in the box-headed bandit.
Yes, they are. So... Yes, and we really don't know whether it's a male or female. It's difficult. If you want to review the video, it's still posted at KFGO.com. And whether it was an inside job.
Sure looks like a guy to me.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to tell the height, but the person
went. There's a way to tell whether it's a man or a woman looking at a profile of somebody
above
the waist.
Yeah, but this person is wearing a coat, and it almost looks like maybe there's a purse or something, or could be as... A satchel, maybe. So that
maybe
could
it's
be
a European handbag.
Could be.
Maybe it's not a purse.
Could be.
It's
so they're working on it, and that's where we're at.
Okay.
Could be an apple box.
Delicious or Honeycrisp?
I don't know.
That could be an important part of this case.
Rayburn.
Kind of apple?
Rayburn.
Rayburns are good. Honeycrisp are the best. Number two, Jergy.
Yes.
Kat Perkins. She's originally from Scranton, North Dakota. She now lives in Minneapolis, although North Dakota still claims her because now she's doing well. She's 33 years old. She's been on The Voice, this apparently popular TV show that I've never seen. She's advanced.
It's on about every night.
Is it? I don't watch it. Last night on The Voice, she sang this song. Pretty good. Yeah. That's Kat Perkins, Scranton, North Dakota native, now living in Minneapolis. I think she's pretty darn good. That's the first I've ever heard her sing.
So now you might start watching The Voice.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know if it's on again tonight, but it's on 3, 4, 5, 6 nights a week.
Now, she's being coached by Adam Levine. Is that how you pronounce his name?
That's right. He's a Maroon 5 guy.
Oh, yes, yes. I understand.
So they have these coaches. There's a country guy, and then there's a couple of guys, and Adam Levine's one of them. Who's the country guy? Famous.
Must not be very famous if you don't know his name, and neither do I.
I can picture him. He's famous.
George
Blake
Strait.
Shelton.
Blake Shelton.
Oh, Shelty, yeah.
So he's another one of the coaches. And then
who's
they sing.
Blake
and
Shelton?
He's a country guy. He's a country guy.
Country artist.
The huge star.
Uh-huh. Huge.
Huge star.
You ever play his songs as bumper music on my show?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, forget that question. I withdraw the question, Your Honor.
Find a little Blake to go out with, Daniel, if you would. I haven't watched the show much. My daughter, my wife watches it. I have some friends to watch it. I haven't really followed the progress of Kat, but good luck to her. She's from Scranton and hasn't lived there in a long time, but it kind of gives us the local.
We'll grasp onto anything.
Right.
Now, Pinto, and looking at Kat Perkins, she has tattoos and looks very hipster. Is that the right? What's the right phrase I'm looking for?
Very. That works. Hipster, yeah.
You know,
that
I mean,
works.
You know, doesn't look like somebody I would picture as being from the great town of Scranton, North Dakota. But Pinto says he knows lots of people from Scranton. He says, oh, no, she fits right in.
I don't know anybody from Scranton. I honestly don't.
She fits right in, Pinto,
to
Scranton?
She would fit in Scranton, yes.
So we got a bunch of big arts community in
Scranton
that has tattoos and earrings and nose rings and things?
No, Scranton's accepting of all personalities and all backgrounds, so it wouldn't matter. Scranton's a nice town.
Is there progressive town?
Tattoo shop there?
Is there a tat shop in Scranton?
I don't know. I've never been there. I just know people
from
Scranton.
How does he know all about Scranton then?
He went to college.
At NDSU.
At NDSU with a bunch of people from Scranton, apparently.
Well, good. Good luck to her. I was stayed up late last night, and I watched the Twins, and they lost. And then someone told me, I said, when's the second episode of Fargo on? And I was thinking it was last night, but someone corrected me and said, no, it's on Thursday.
Oh.
So at 10:30 last night, I'm flipping through the channels, and there's FX, and there's Fargo.
Oh.
Episode 2.
You got bad info. Terrible info. The worst info ever. You
someone
missed
in this building. No, that's Thursday night.
Thanks, Sandy.
Missed it. Beep, beep. It wasn't Sandy.
Okay, sorry, Sandy. I apologize. Give me a beep, beep. Oh, that's right. That's my ding. You know what that's from?
That's from, Roadrunner. Roadrunner.
Number one on our list today, Jurgi. I love this story because I love coyotes. A coyote got into West Acres Mall.
Coyote or coyote?
Well, I call it a coyote.
I call it a coyote. You just called it a coyote.
Well, but the cartoon is Wile E. Coyote, isn't it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, you didn't play the open. You didn't play the open to the Wile E. Coyote cartoon. The Looney Tunes tune. You didn't play that.
No, you told me to grab...
I told you to grab the Looney Tunes sound and Wile E. Coyote sound.
That is Wile E. Coyote
sound. If you wouldn't have gone... When I asked you to do your job, you would have got the Looney Tunes song.
So you love the story. Go ahead.
Love the story, hate the sound that goes with it. It was found by an employee in a back service hallway after it wandered through an open door.
Yesterday afternoon, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there he was. So then Fargo Animal Control was dispatched, and they did not dispatch.
Did they dispatch the coyote?
No. They collected the coyote in a back corridor, snuck in.
How did it get in?
Well, they think it snuck in through one of the truck bays, you know, where the doors are open and they're unloading merchandise. And I don't know whether it was Becky, but it was one of the Fargo Animal Control officers.
And, you know him by first name basis.
A couple of them, yeah. And Jack and Sandy had Chris Heaton, the general manager of West Acres, on this afternoon. And they were asking the tough questions. Sandy asked, when's the last time you had a coyote in West Acres? And he said... Yesterday.
Oh.
First time. There's probably been a deer out there over the years. I don't recall, but you know. But they took it out and it ran away happily, according to the descriptions of people that saw it run away.
Did an Acme anvil drop from the ceiling of West Acres and slam the coyote on the head like I always had? Did it fall off a cliff?
He was just
end up in a big puff of dust at the bottom of the gully?
And Doug Lehr of Game and Fish and part of the Tom and Friends show. He says that, you know, really, coyotes are kind of scared of Pete for the most part. So, but they're getting closer to town. And,
we're going from Looney Tunes to Blake Shelton.
Here's Blake Shelton.
Thank you, Paul. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director on the Mike McFeely Show. This is Blake Shelton. We're going out to that 4:35.